Carson Valley was magical in summer. I enjoyed it in winter as well, but the scorching sun, sky smudged with scattered clouds and verdant valleys that spanned miles boosted my energy and gave an inkling that something great could happen at any moment. I enjoyed walking 5 miles in the morning, then reading my book for a few hours before making lunch. Although relaxing, that routine had worn out its novelty. I decided to hike the mountain after lunch with the hope of running into some people to establish a friendship. After half an hour, I hadn't come across anyone on the trail. I realized that I had arrived at Carson Valley a few days before the out-of-towners swarmed the place for the summer holidays to get away from the city bustle. I continued the hike for another 20 minutes before needing to top up my water bottle. The Kings Canyon waterfall was the most popular spot for people to gather, but it was slightly out of my way. So I opted for another waterfall, tucked behind bushes and not known by many people. Not only was it close to my route, but the water was crystal clear because it was used by a few locals who respected its offering. As I approached the waterfall, I heard the water crashing after gushing over the vertical drop. That pouring sound made me imagine how clear the water tasted and that its coolness would hydrate me. I stepped in between the tall thuja trees in front of the waterfall and pushed the top part of one away from me to clear my view. As my right foot landed in front of the thujas, I froze. My lips parted, and my eyes widened. The waterfall was more beautiful than I had ever seen it because a tan naked woman was under it. The water level just reached her butt cheeks, preventing me from seeing her pussy, but it revealed enough of her ass to make me hard. She raked her fingers through her hair to clear the strands from her face. As she raised her arms, I saw her breast popping out from the side. If I could see it by standing almost behind her, I wondered how big her tits were. The water cascading off her back and seeing the droplets on her shoulders and back made me fantasize about standing behind her and sucking each drop off her body. I got harder just thinking about it. I wondered how it would feel to press my dick in between her butt cheeks and for her to wrap her arm around my neck to lower my lips to her shoulders while I grabbed both of her tits and squeezed them. My heartbeat gained momentum, and I perspired even more. Adrenaline rushed throughout my body, spurring me to take steps towards her. I couldn't stand still anymore. My body was led by my lust, making me lose all control of it. As I took a step, a scratching sound emanated from the bushes. Her head snapped over her shoulders and her eyes widened. My head was leaning forward while the rest of my body froze. In my peripheral vision, I saw a squirrel run out of the bushes. Damn you, you little bastard. You ruined my fantasy. She was shocked to see me as I was to see her discover me ogling at her. She crossed her arms over her chest and tucked her head in between her shoulders. I'm sorry. I had no idea you were here, I said. I just came to top up my bottle. Can you please give me a minute to get out? I figured that she wanted me to look away. So I turned my back to her and said, sure. I'm not looking. I heard her step out of the water, so I said, do you mind if I turn around now? If you must. I looked at her with a small white towel wrapped around her, revealing most of her tanned legs. God, I so badly wanted to walk up to her and just slightly pull up her towel to see her pussy, then get on my knees in front of her and lick it. Sorry again, I said. She evaded eye contact and said, I guess it's not your fault. It's a public area, after all. My lips slightly curled, glad that she was willing to risk being seen by someone. She might have hoped that nobody would see her, but she knew that there was a chance. Maybe she's acting shy to avoid coming across as a nudist, but in fact, she doesn't mind being watched. She could very well get off on it. Are you from out of town? I asked. She nodded. Be careful of the locals. They're friendly. They'll get naked and jump right under the waterfall with you, no questions asked. She snorted a laugh. I wondered if that was a dumb thing to say because it might have revealed my intentions. I extended my hand and said, "I'm Malcolm. Nice to meet you." She looked at me briefly and shook my hand. "Divan. That's a lovely name. Where's that from?" "Thank you. My parents are Australian, but I was born here. They didn't want to give me a typical American name. They also didn't give you a typical body," I thought as I quickly glanced at her legs. "I'm actually here on vacation," I said. "I'm from Los Angeles, but I love coming out here during the holidays." "You're from LA?" "No way. I'm also from there. Been living there for the last 10 years. I smiled. "Lived there almost my whole life. It's a small world. We never met there, but here we are." She looked at me and smiled. I felt that she became more comfortable because we had something in common and that the universe, by some stroke of genius, had brought us together to a special corner of the world. "You here by yourself or family?" I asked, hoping she wouldn't respond that she was with her husband. "By myself. I sometimes just decide on a moment's notice to go somewhere. Spontaneous, I like that." She smiled again. "What's life worth if you're not prepared to take risks and go with the moment?" I smiled and nodded. "I like that attitude. Since you're so open-minded, I'd love it for you to join me for a barbecue tonight." She looked at me for a few seconds, then said, "Where? Who's going to be there?" "Just me. I've got a cabin down the hill. Really nice place." She looked around, her lips curled. I saw that she was contemplating taking me up on my offer, but she was uncertain about her safety. I added, "I'm just a normal guy. All the locals know me here. My family has owned land here for generations. If you want, you're welcome to come and look at the place and then decide." With her lips pressed together while slightly curled, she nodded. "I'm gonna need a minute to get dressed. You mind turning around again, please?" After she got dressed, we walked down the hill and spoke about her travels and passions. She was actually quite smart for a 22-year-old. I was a clown at that age, and some would say that I still am at 40. She walked into the place and looked up. "Whoa. When you said, cabin, I pictured a one-bedroom place with a toilet. This is a magnificent house." "Thank you. My great-grandfather built a small cabin a long time ago. Then, my grandfather expanded it, and my father and I refurbished it to what it is today." "It's impressive. It seems that building homes runs in your family." "We're good with our hands." After the tour, we sat on the patio and looked out onto the river. "This view is amazing," she said. I saw that she was comfortable at my place, so I suggested that I light up the fire for the barbecue. "Some meat right now would be great," she said. "I've got some meat in my pants that you can nibble on," I thought. Divan was quite hungry, as she ate the entire big steak and sausage, together with the potato salad I had prepared. We spoke for another 2 hours and watched the sunset from the patio. She was completely relaxed in the beach chair, stretching her legs, and her fingers were intertwined on the back of her head. I turned to her, and we gazed at each other, smiling. I knew that the moment was perfect for me to make a move. If she wasn't into me, then I had nothing to lose. I didn't bring her over just to feed and entertain her. I wanted her to sink her teeth into my meat. She smiled as I leaned in, and I cupped her face and kissed her. My hand reached for her leg, sliding from her thigh to the calf. I pushed myself off the beach chair's armrest and scooted over to her chair. She raised her chin as I nibbled her neck, my lips lowered to her chest. I pulled her tank top up, and she raised her arms. Staring at her perfectly round tits, I got harder. I groped her left nipple while squeezing the right tit. They were firm and big, just the way I liked them. She moaned while I sucked her tits, clearly enjoying it. A few minutes later, she turned her back to me, lying on her side. I pulled off her shorts and then her G-string. I cuddled up to her from behind and stuck my dick into her pussy. While I penetrated her from behind, our bodies convulsed as I increased the pace. Her eyes were closed and her head rested on the chair as she moaned. I couldn't believe that my dick was inside the woman I had ogled a few hours ago at the waterfall. I guess she was right, you gotta go with the flow. Carson Valley really was full of surprises in summer. Sometime later, the way she looked at me gave me the impression that she wanted to be on top. She got off the chair and stood facing the river, the chair in between her legs and her ass faced me. She grabbed my dick behind her and lowered her ass onto it. I groaned as my dick went in all the way up her pussy. Divan bounced on my dick in reverse cowgirl position. I smacked her ass and it wobbled. Her hands were on my knees, and her hair flowed as she continued sliding up and down my dick. The view from the patio was unbelievable all year round, but tonight, it was exceptionally phenomenal. Nothing like looking at the river in front of the mountains with a beautiful brunette jumping on my dick. She carried on in the reverse cowgirl position for quite a while. "Turn around," I said. I wanted to look at her beautiful face as she bounced on my dick. She put her arms on my shoulders and jumped on my dick. I smiled, looking up at her and feeling my load ready to erupt. Abruptly, I twitched as my load shot out and into her. She closed her eyes, smiled, and then licked her lips. I saw that she enjoyed the icing on the cake. Divan wanted to shower before going home, so I joined her and gave her another good bang. I must admit that I developed strong feelings for her quickly. I was ready to commit to her for the long haul if we got closer. We promised to stay in touch when we got back to LA. I called her several times, but she never answered. My time with her was a great experience. I'll always attribute it to Carson Valley's picturesque scenery. Maybe that experience was supposed to remain a special memory for me. Whereas it could have been marred had we taken things further and discovered that we didn't really like each other.